Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Are you happy with your teacher? Do you think the kids are being taught the basics? I read in The Age this morning that 1 in 20 Victorian teachers have failed or not completed a numeracy and literacy test that the student teachers had to pass before they got into the classroom. Now, they're in the classroom regardless, but I was having a look at this test, and it's not all that difficult. Literacy, for example, this is one of the questions. All students have been given explicit instructions about how to record their findings during the excursion. Which of the following is the closest in meaning to the word explicit? So they're getting explicit instructions. A, extensive. B, simple. C, hands-on. D, clearly stated. Now, if you can't answer that question, I don't know if you should be in front of a class. On the line is the head of Deakin University School of Education, president of the Victoria Council of Deans Education, Professor Christine Ewer. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Have we got a problem if student teachers can't pass these sort of questions?
Well, Neil, I think we have to understand the test. So the test is a test that's designed to assess literacy standard across our community. So that there are items in it that are simpler and there are items that are difficult. So within that test, our graduating teachers have to demonstrate they're in the top 30% of performance level of literacy and numeracy for Australia.
And if they're not, should they?
The standard. So can I just clarify? In picking out one item like that, if you pick out a simple item,
yeah,
that is not what represents the standard of the test.
Well, okay, but there are a number of simple questions in there, aren't there? The weight of a box of stationery is 3.2 kilograms. How many do 100 boxes weigh?
Well, that's right. There are simple items and there are difficult items. And so the test is designed for the top 30% of performance. And I should say this test is only applied to the teaching profession, to no other profession. So what the test does is signify to our community that our teachers are within the top 30% for performance levels in literacy and numeracy for Australia.
And if they're not in the top 30%, should they be teaching?
Well, now we've got another... I think what we need to understand is that there's a bit of a misrepresentation about what is happening. To be employed in Victoria, graduate teachers must demonstrate they've achieved the standard of the test.
Mm.
That is, been deemed to have reached that top 30%. This requirement was only introduced last July. So there is an interim arrangement right now for those graduating teachers from 2016 to be able to demonstrate they've met that standard within 6 months of the year, so by mid-year. So we do have... So some of those student teachers who are just graduating haven't yet had an opportunity to sit the test. Some of them have sat it and might need to resit one or both of the, one is the literacy, the other is the numeracy, so that they may need to resit it. They're permitted to resit it.
Really? How many times can you resit it?
Technically, three.
In the same exam?
We can go back and we can, depending on the nature of the circumstances, they might have more attempts.
And the same test? Do they resit the same test?
No, there is a bank of items.
Good.
So, yeah.
Good. And well, I'll get back to the point, and I understand what you're saying, but if you're not in the top 30%, should you be teaching?
Well, teaching, this measure of the top 30% is an arbitrary measure. So we have got no evidence about, so let's just say if we've made it the top 35%.
All right. But if you're not capable of passing a fairly basic test, should you be teaching? I mean, surely we expect literacy and numeracy.
We've got to think about the complex work that teachers do.
Well, that's what I'm asking.
So, well, we do have teachers who are experts in literacy and numeracy teaching. Being able to be literate and numerate is certainly an important element of a teacher's professional makeup, but it is not the only thing they do. So,
no, no, but is it a deal breaker? Is it a deal breaker? You need to be literate and numerate.
I don't think it should be a deal breaker at this level. I think we need to have more research about what standard of literacy and numeracy we require for good teaching. But 30% has been taken as a fairly good indicator.
But with this test, and you've seen the test, I've just flipped through it quickly. If I've got if I'm a person who's completed a tertiary education, perhaps a Bachelor of Arts or a medical degree or something, would you expect me to be able to finish in the top 30% on this literacy test? Is it that tough?
That's right, but those professions aren't required to do that.
Okay. Well, is it that tough?
And can I just say that our degree, well, it is. It's a test that's been ranked against the standards of what we call personal literacy and numeracy for the Australian community. So it's been a test that's been ranked against learning outcomes that are expected for our community.
And well, that's not tough. That's not tough.
We want good, solid literacy and numeracy performance in our teachers, don't we?
Of course we do. But you're saying it's not crucial.
Well, I'm saying the cut-off at 30 has been an arbitrary cut-off. So if you had a cut-off at 35%, would that be good enough?
I don't know.
And if we look at... So a lot has been made about the 10% who are not meeting the requirement on the first sitting. So those student teachers go back and they can resit it, and then they will have to meet requirements in order to be employed. So our community is assured that not only are they prepared for teaching, so they've got their degree in teaching, whether it's an undergraduate or postgraduate degree, plus they've demonstrated this literacy and numeracy proficiency. So we are giving high-quality teachers to our community.
Should they be able to get their degree in teaching if they can't pass this test?
Well, the test... So in the future, that is how it will be. So student teachers who enrol this year will be required as part of their program of study to demonstrate they've achieved the test before they graduate.
Mm. You seem to be concerned that only the teaching profession is subject to this test. Isn't that because what they do? Because they're teachers? I mean, you don't have to subject a doctor to it or an engineer to it because they're living in a world of jargon anyway.
Teachers do many things in school. So we have music teachers, art teachers, phys ed teachers. So we need to be looking at the requirements for those discipline areas as well.
Okay. Thank you very much for your time. Yeah. Thank you for talking to us, Professor Christine. You are from the head of Deakin University School of Education, President of the Victorian Council of Deans of Education. Literacy and numeracy. I would have thought there's not much that's more important to a teacher, and I say that as somebody who was educated by a number of teachers who couldn't speak English.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.